Die logistieke groep DHL en die Duitse maatskappy HH2E en Sasol het 'n ooreenkoms gesluit om 'n aanleg te ontwikkel wat groen waterstof aan die lugvaartbedryf kan lewer. Airbus gaan skynbaar later ook by die projek betrokke raak en die hele idee is natuurlik om die vrystelling van kweekhuisgasse te beperk. Die lugvaartbedryf is verantwoordelik vir die vrystelling van sowat 2% van alle koolstofdioksied in die wêreld en dit stel ook 14% van die totale hoeveelheid koolstofdioksied vry wat in die vervoersektor vrygestel word. Helge Sachs is op die lyn, hy is die senior adjunkhoof vir Sasol Eco FT. Dit is 'n afdeling van Sasol wat volhoubare brandstowwe ontwikkel vir al vir die lugvaartbedryf en hy gesels met ons uit Duitsland. Helge, thank you so much for your time. Tell us about this agreement. What is it all about?
Yeah, we have signed an MOU with different partners, amongst others with HH2E, which is a company headquartered in Germany that produces green hydrogen, and together with DHL, which is the world's biggest logistics company, as a potential future off-taker. And the intent of this future partnership is to explore a potential power-to-liquids plant that would be built in East Germany. So we are currently preparing and framing a potential project, and the idea is to announce it around the Berlin Air Show next year in June, to then bring in other partners. So it is all about the production of sustainable aviation fuels and the first European large-scale power-to-liquids plant that would produce 200,000 tons of sustainable aviation fuels and would allow the off-takers, particularly DHL, that operates a fleet of 300 aircraft, to conserve up to 630,000 tons of CO2 emissions annually.
This is a plant. You want to build a factory of green hydrogen, and you want to do that in Germany. But it seems like the starting point of a new industry. You know, in South Africa, Sasol has spoken a lot about green hydrogen. They are busy with some projects here, but it's not getting off the ground. How far evolved is the green hydrogen market in Europe and especially Germany?
It's as well also just developing. So there is a number of projects that are currently being pulled off the ground, and pipeline systems are about to be built. So this is all initiated. So the key question is now what to do with the green hydrogen in terms of green hydrogen derivatives. And sustainable aviation fuels are considered to be one of the most precious green hydrogen derivatives, with the potentially highest green premiums to be achieved from an off-taker perspective. There is also in the European Union currently a regulatory framework which stipulates the uptake of sustainable aviation fuels from an airline industry perspective. So there are so-called blend mandates. Airlines need to fuel up certain percentages of sustainable aviation fuels. And there are also so-called sub-quotas of power-to-liquids fuels that are produced based on green hydrogen, because there are different technological pathways to get to sustainable aviation fuels. And one of them is obviously the one that leverages Sasol's heritage of Fischer-Tropsch technology, so which can be brought to large-scale sustainable aviation fuel production. And that's why Sasol is very well positioned to also build these projects in the European Union.
Is it a bit of a chicken and egg situation, where you need the buy-in from the plane manufacturers, the airports, to ensure the availability of the sustainable aviation fuels? Is it a chicken and egg situation, or do you have the buy-in from the airline manufacturers or the plane manufacturers to actually procure this fuel once it is available in sufficient volumes?
Exactly. Spot on. It's a chicken and egg dilemma and situation that we are currently in. So first of all, the regulators in the European Union, according to the so-called Renewable Energy Directive 2, have positioned so-called blending mandates with an uptake, for instance, in 2030 to use in the European Union 6% of sustainable aviation fuels, and 2% of jet fuels need to be power-to-liquids fuels. So that is actually the regulatory incentive. And as an airline, as an off-taker, if you are not able to comply with these blend mandates, you'll have to pay penalties. So that's why there's a clear incentive to engage in the uptake of sustainable aviation fuels. From a producer's market point of view, the complication is to build those projects within that timeline. So it gets increasingly challenging to find the right partnerships and to build those projects, because they all clearly depend on access to affordable renewable electricity. Because to produce via an electrolysis green hydrogen, that massively depends on demand of renewable electricity. And that's why all these initiatives to decarbonize not only the mobility sector, but also heavy industries, they all compete around access to affordable green electricity and green hydrogen. That's the chicken egg situation that the industry faces. Since the aviation industry is one of those sectors that is considered to be a hard to abate sector with high abatement cost to curb carbon emissions, the necessity or the dependency on sustainable alternatives to fossil jet fuel are absolutely in high demand. And that's why as Sasol, we consider that there will be an interesting market for us in the European Union. But the same applies also to the United States.
Excuse my ignorance, but are there any competitors to green hydrogen-based sustainable aviation fuels? Are there other technologies also in development which could also become a mainstream fuel source?
Yeah, absolutely. There are multiple pathways to get to what is called sustainable aviation fuels. Just to summarize it on a high level, one of them is also called HEFA, which uses waste and residue lipids, used cooking oils, for instance, fatty acids, and others use the so-called alcohol-to-jet pathway. Others use gasification of biomass or municipal solid waste. So power to liquids using green hydrogen and biogenic CO2 is just one of them. And still, it's considered to be the one that has the highest reduction of carbon intensity. So in terms of greenhouse gas reduction levels, it's the one that can even exceed 100% of carbon intensity reduction, particularly if one uses a technology that is called direct air capture, which sequesters the carbon dioxide directly from the atmosphere.
Sasol Eco FT was launched, or it opened its doors in September 2021, so you have just celebrated your second birthday. But this is not your first venture in Europe. You've actually signed several agreements and you've partnered with many big companies there. What is your biggest project at the moment?
The biggest initiative that we're currently running is with a utility company that is headquartered in Germany. The company is called Uniper. And we identified a project in the Nordics of Europe, in Scandinavia and Sweden more specifically, where we use biomass that is gasified to produce sustainable aviation fuels. That project is progressing very well. So we have not yet officially announced a FEED decision. It progresses well with Uniper. But there is also a series of other projects which are currently explored with different partners, amongst others, one with a cement producer, a company that is headquartered in Mexico, but that has productions as well in Germany. The company is called Cemex, together with a renewables company, Enertruck. So there's a multitude of projects in our healthy opportunity funnel that we progress. The intent is really to progress them and take FEED decisions, which stands for front end engineering and design, and then run them up to financial investment decisions with our partners. So that's progressing well.
And Sasol Eco FT, it's a wholly owned subsidiary of Sasol, but are there plans to maybe spin it out? Because it seems like you are doing business or investigating or researching technology which could be outside of Sasol's traditional realm.
Yes, absolutely. So we announced in January this year an MOU with one of our technology partners that we have been collaborating with in the GTL space, in the gastroliquid space, where we pulled off opportunities, for instance, in Qatar with Oryx GTL. The company's name is Topso, Halder Topso. They're headquartered in Denmark, and the intent with this MOU is to build a global joint venture for sustainable aviation fuels. The beauty of this joint venture and partnership is that together with Topso, we can complement Sasol's technology offering around Fischer-Tropsch with alternative technological pathways around HEFA, around alcohol-to-jet. So we will launch this joint venture that will be headquartered in Europe as well, in the Netherlands and Amsterdam, in January next year. That is progressing. constantly quite well.
But Helga, one of the biggest assets of South Africa is we have a lot of sun. We've got some of the best potential in the generation of solar energy. Now, it seems like there's a lot of development happening in Europe and Germany. Is there any way that South Africa can benefit from such development?
Absolutely. So the German policymakers, as much as they have stipulated regulatory frameworks to fuel up aircraft with sustainable aviation fuels, they have also clearly noticed that the large-scale production can only happen in countries with the best conditions for wind and sun. And that's why for the German government, South Africa is definitely one of those places that they have on their strategic radar to scale the production of sustainable aviation fuels and green hydrogen.
Dankie Helga. Dit was Helga Sachs. Hy is die senior adjunkt hoof van Sasol Eco FD.